Please turn to hymn number 79, and let's stand and use this hymn to dispel the gray of the morning. Hymn 79. For 40 days and 40 nights it rained. And how do you suppose the people on the ark felt as they realized their world was changing because of the water, as they realized that they were all alone? For 40 days our Lord was in the wilderness, 40 days and 40 nights, being tempted in ways that we cannot even imagine. Being tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. And even though he was the God-man, true God, eternally begotten of the Father, the temptations were real, absolutely real. And how alone he must have felt. Turn now to Psalm 46 on page 180. And let's read together the first seven verses. God is our refuge and strength.
Therefore, we will not be afraid.
When we hear these words again, we are reminded that these words have been a great comfort and consolation for century upon century of God's faithful people. Certainly, whenever we gather to worship and we crack open the hymnal and the scriptures, we recall that all of this is there for us to encourage us in our journey, to remind us again that God is with us. And what a comfort this was also for Martin Luther when he was literally taking on the emperor and the church and many of his teachers and those who had gone before him. How many times he must have felt very, very alone. And we know from his own writings that he took great comfort and consolation from this very psalm. And not only that, but was so inspired by it to create a paraphrase or a poetic reworking of this psalm. We have it in hymn number 250, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. One of the reasons that our church sets aside 40 days to commemorate or to prepare ourselves for the Easter celebration is to commemorate those 40 days of Christ's fasting and temptation in the wilderness, inviting us to ponder again our place as Christians in this world where we are surrounded not only by temptations from without, but also from those temptations that come from within us. The devil, the world, and our sinful flesh, that unholy trinity which would like nothing better than to see us fail miserably and to lose our hope, our comfort, and our consolation. When Luther sat down to create this hymn, we think it might have been in the year 1529, although this particular one of his hymns is not as easy to date. By that time, he'd had a very busy decade. If any of you have taken the Luther class, you know the 1520s were a very busy time for him, creating a new modern language and translating the Bible into that language and writing tome after tome and page after page, commentaries on the Bible, commentaries on the social structure, commentaries on what was wrong in the church of his day. It was a very busy time. On top of all that, he'd been declared an outlaw so that anybody who wanted to kill him could. He certainly must have felt very alone. However, that does not come through in this very triumphant hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Let's stand and sing the first two verses, keeping in mind that phrase, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." When Luther talks about Jesus Christ, the Lord Sabaoth, he's speaking of Jesus Christ not just as the sufferer and the redeemer, but the one who is in charge of all of the hosts of heaven's armies, those hosts that we cannot see, those hosts, that army that is fighting for us and protecting us all the time, even though we cannot see them. Keeping in mind that idea that those who are with us are greater than those who are against us, even when we feel most alone. Please stand the first two verses.
Thank you.
Flip back now, please, to page 180, again looking at Psalm 46. And let us read again, beginning at verse 7, verses 7 through 11, reading together. The Lord of hosts, turn again to hymn number 250, and we will finish the singing verses of 3 and 4. One of the things we notice from the hymns that were created at the time of the Lutheran Reformation is that there was clearly a different worldview. For one thing, death was much more present in that world than it is in our world today. It was a daily commonplace. You would wake in the morning and might be dead by the evening. Of course, that can happen for us too, but not likely just because our roommate sneezes at us. It was a much more fragile time. Death was much closer, and that kept people's priorities focused on the end. The other thing was that there was a very real understanding of the invisible world that we don't have today, because even our wonders of science don't know an invisible world, because they know what they can see. And even though they can see amazing things, they are not able to probe into that which is invisible. And part of that invisible world, of course, was not just the angels, but the anti-angels, the hosts of hell that did have as their goal the destruction of the Christian faith. And for us today, of course, that seems very far from us. We are concerned with what today will bring and what tomorrow will bring and what 4 years in college will bring and what 4 years after college will bring. And we tend to forget that in the midst of all of our busyness, those forces are working against us. It's important for us to follow the advice of the psalmist and be still and know that God is God, that he fights for us, that he has fought for us and has won the battle, and still remembering that those other forces, that unholy trinity, again, the devil, the world, and our own flesh, we will carry with us and fight with until the day of our death. Let's stand and finish those last two verses. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Go forth in his peace. Amen.